stirs up inside you when I say weight does not equal health. Only health equals health. Boy, oh boy, was I surprised at some of the comments I got on that exact statement. Let's dive in. Welcome to Holistic Health Made Simple. Are you tired of chasing fad diets and endless workouts? Frustrated and confused by the conflicting advice on health and weight loss? Well, you're not alone. I'm Jolene, a nutritional therapy practitioner, and I'm here to guide you on a different path through holistic wellness. Together, we'll blend ancestral wisdom with scientific principles, making health and weight loss a reality. Say goodbye to yo-yo dieting and hello to simple, individualized steps that will help you reach your goals. Let's explore the power of healing your gut, optimizing your metabolism, and embracing whole foods. Ready to make that personalized wellness a reality? Let's get started on your journey to real health. Hey there. So a week or so ago, I made a post that said, weight does not equal health. Only health equals health. And I was so surprised at how people took that statement. Now, on Instagram, you have a lot of ways to write it, and I wrote out exactly what I meant. On YouTube, there's not that much room to write, and that's where I got a lot of pushback that I was wrong. But these were from people who obviously didn't follow me, because then they would have understood where I was going with this, I think. But today I decided to be clear on what I mean when I say weight does not equal health. You see, you can lose weight in ways that does not really make you healthier. It might improve your health slightly, but doesn't really make yourself healthier because you're not focusing on health. You're focusing on that number on the scale. We want to focus on health. You see, remember that episode I did a few weeks back about weight being a symptom? And yes, I will link it below. We need to look at the underlying health that's going on in our body. Why are we struggling with our weight? Yes, for many, it's an energy problem. But what's causing that energy problem? Is it strictly that you're eating more than you burn? Or is your body not utilizing what you're eating properly and you're eating very little and still not being able to lose weight? There's lots of reasons why weight is more of a symptom. But it goes beyond that when it comes to health. We need to start looking at our metabolic markers. Simply not being diagnosed with a disease does not make you healthy if your metabolic markers are off. So, what are these metabolic markers I'm talking about? You want to have normal blood sugar levels without any medication. You also want to have normal blood pressure without any medication. And I'm going to start focusing on these two specifically right now, because if you are on medication for it, it is time to take a look at your diet, your exercise, your sleep, your stress, and see what you can do to start reducing your medication to possibly get off of it. There are many people who change their lifestyle, their dietary habits, and are able to reduce or eliminate the medication. Now, you need to do that with your doctor in mind. You cannot just wean off your medicine by yourself. But a doctor should be working at you to improve your health. These are not issues that cannot be reversed. So remember that. Some people will say there are diseases of progression, but I've known many people that worked their butts off to reverse this simply by lifestyle and diet. So just, I want to plant that seed in your head to empower you to start improving those aspects of your life so that maybe you can get off medication altogether or at least reduce it, because medications come with side effects. And the longer you're on them, you will start needing additional medications to medicate the side effects of the original medication. Trust me, I've watched it happen to countless people, and it is really painful to watch. And one thing that I learned actually from my mother's doctors years and years ago, that the blood pressure and the sugar go hand in hand. So one might show up way before the other one, but then the other one is just lurking around the corner. So do what you can now to mitigate adding more medicine and help reducing what you need, or trying to manage it with, like I said, lifestyle and diet. We'll get into that at the end in our tips. So the next metabolic marker is low triglycerides. Low triglycerides honestly does go hand in hand a little bit with the blood sugar levels, but we want them low. Your doctor will even tell you he wants them or she wants them low. Along with low triglycerides, we want high HDL. In fact, functionally, we look at the relationship of triglycerides to HDL specifically to look at cardiac risk, because when your HDL to triglyceride ratio is 1, so it's 1-to-1, you're at optimum health or less. Like basically you take your triglycerides and divide it by your HDL. Now, standard of care medicine, my doctor wants it 2 or lower. Functionally, we like to see it 1 or lower. It just helps your body, and it shows that your body's dealing with your fats that you're eating and the cholesterol in general very well. So that's why we look specifically at that. Your HDL, just so you know why we want it high, is it's what shuttles cholesterol out of the cells. So if it's not high enough, that means you're not getting enough out of the cells, especially if your LDL is a little on the high side. So we want to look at that specifically as a high HDL. And the last metabolic marker that I look at that are easy to look at for all of us without having lots of tests and stuff is our waist circumference. We want our waist no more than half of your height in inches. So you see, this last one does have a little bit to do with how you're built, your size, and all of that. There's some out there that says you don't want it any more than 36 inches for a woman and 40 inches for a man. But if you're particularly short like I am, that's going to actually be a little bit too big. So you kind of have to look at whichever's smaller. If 36 is smaller than your height as a woman and 40 is smaller than half your height in inches, then go by that number. If you're shorter, you actually have to make sure that your waist is half or less than half of your height in inches. That shows that you're not gathering the fat in the midsection. Any fat that we gain specifically in the midsection is very hard for our organs and our heart. So we don't want to accumulate it there. And that's the general metabolic markers that we look at to see if someone's on the right path of being internally healthy. Like, we need to make sure we're not only thin, if that's your goal, but we want to be metabolically healthy. Those that are metabolically healthy fight off illness a lot better than those that are not. It's a fact. There's no way around it. And pretty much, if you look at the metabolic markers I've suggested, if you have lower insulin levels throughout your body on a regular basis, you'll achieve all these healthy metabolic markers. They kind of go hand in hand. They're not specifically, there's things you can do, and you don't necessarily have to be on a keto diet or a low carb diet or anything of that nature to achieve these, but you do have to adjust your diet. Now, I also like to say health maintains in the gut or is in the gut, and you don't have to be on a very specific diet like keto, paleo, low carb, Mediterranean, or whatnot. You have to be on a diet that works with your body to achieve these metabolic markers. It's highly bio-individual, so there's no set one-size-fits-all to get to these levels, to get these into a normal range or a healthy range. So the other point I always like to add in to be overall healthy is to have optimum gut health. Come on, people. We know our immune system lives in our gut. So if it's not optimized either, it's going to be hard to achieve all these metabolic markers. They kind of go hand in hand. It's the insulin, it's the gut health. That's all the things that work to get us to these great metabolic markers or a healthy range of the metabolic markers. Another thing I like people to focus on to reach these metabolic markers and to maintain them is to have healthy, lean muscle mass. We know as we age, it declines. So it's a fight to maintain an adequate amount of healthy, lean muscle mass. We know our gut health helps us maintain and reach these metabolic markers. So does healthy, lean muscle mass. The two together are like, I don't know, the easy button. For lack of a better term, it's not easy to maintain either one of those, but it's the easy button to maintain those metabolic markers. So the number on the scale is not as important as the metabolic markers. It has a little to do with them, but that specific number is meaningless if these metabolic markers are off. So when it comes to weight doesn't equal health, that is what I am saying. You've got to be healthy to be healthy. Now, can someone be have these great metabolic markers and be slightly heavier? Sure. But they're not going to be morbidly obese. They're going to be in some healthy weight range that works for them. And that's different for each person. Somebody might have a little extra fat on their butt and their thighs. That's fine. As long as they have that muscle mass, as long as that waist circumference is in range and all the rest of the metabolic markers are there, they're perfectly healthy. That does not mean that you can go off the rails and eat whatever you want and think you're going to be healthy just because you weigh in that healthy BMI. If you're eating crap food and these metabolic markers are off, you're not going to be there. You're not healthy. So there's a fine line of weight that's healthy. As long as you have these markers, and remember that waist circumference means you're not going to have a huge amount of excess body weight. You might have some, but it's not going to be a huge amount because you got to have that waist circumference so that your organs are not getting squished by fat. Now, I am not anti-fat. I'm not actually even skinny. But I think we need to reach these metabolic markers, and we've got to stop thinking of health as a number on the scale. It's not that important. It's our relationship to gravity. And as any woman knows, that changes day to day depending on our hormones, how bloated we are, how much water we drank, or how much water we didn't drink. It changes. 5 to 10 pounds, some people can fluctuate. So why are we so focused on that number and not being optimally healthy? When you're optimally healthy, the weight falls into place. It really does. So now I know you're taking a look and thinking through all your numbers, these metabolic markers. You're looking at it and you're trying to say, well, what can I do? And I'm going to tell you, the first thing I want you to do before you do anything else is go back to the basics. Yes, those basics, they come up all the time. Switch to mostly whole foods in their natural form. Prioritize your protein, move your body, get plenty of quality sleep, and reduce your stress. Those are the areas you start with. Before you start tweaking anything, even losing weight, you want to start and get these down. Oh, and hydration. Never forget to be hydrated. So we've got whole foods, prioritize your protein, move your body, get sleep, reduce stress, and be hydrated. Once you get those down, then you start tweaking things to optimize your gut health, to maybe go on a cycle of losing weight, and then remember, cycle it. Every month, go in a cycle of losing weight, and then a couple weeks of maintaining and of maintenance. That way you will not slow any metabolism down, and your body gets a nice, healthy nourishment along the way. But without these basics in place, you're just going to spin your wheels. Trying to lose weight without getting the basics down to get yourself healthy, you'll lose the weight, but you're not going to be healthy. So what good does that do you? With that, if you know anybody who needs to hear this because they are constantly chasing a number on the scale but aren't healthy, please share it with them. If this helped you, it would be an honor if you would leave me a review. Those are the things that help spread the word about what I'm doing and let me help even more people reach optimum health. So back to basics, do the best you can, because without health, that weight number or that number on the scale is meaningless. And I stand by what I said. Weight does not equal health, only health equals health. And on that note, friends, I will see you next time. Bye! Thanks for listening in today. I hope you got some nuggets to take away on your health journey. Remember, this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes. No medical advice is being given. By listening to this podcast, you agree to the full disclaimer, which is linked in the show notes. You can stay connected to me by joining the newsletter at holistichealthmadesimple.com, where I share additional tips and tricks weekly. Once again, thank you for being a part of my community, and until next time, have a blessed day.